On this episode of the Dudes and Dads podcast, we talk with our friend Clark Kaufman about wellness and other stuff. Wellness and other stuff. I'm not really sure what that's supposed to mean, Joel.
I'm excited for our guest to tell us about other stuff.
What other stuff he may be involved in.
That's what gets me excited. I guess what gets me really excited. Hi, Andy. How are you?
I'm doing good. I was running late tonight, and I do have to apologize to all of our people who are listening live.
They were waiting with bated breath.
And
let's tell them, Andy. Let's tell them what you were up to.
I got ice cream. Long story short, but I went and got ice cream. It was my sister-in-law's birthday, so we went and got ice cream. And
yeah,
I was...
You were doing family things.
And I was running. Then I was like, okay, we won't be that late. And then I hit a train. And I didn't hit the train, but the train
definitely slowed you down. As they do.
Right. It was like, and it was one of those that you're like, not a fast train either.
No.
Not like an Amtrak, but one of those like, I'm going to poke my way through this city of Goshen.
We're all here now. We're here now together. And that's really what matters, isn't it?
It is.
Of course.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Dudes and Dads podcast. Glad to have each and every one of you along for the ride. And it's going to be a good one. Andy, I feel like... I don't want to overstate this. I feel like tonight's conversation is nearly 7 years in the making.
It has. So those of you who don't know, we mentioned Clark Kaufman. Clark is the owner, and we'll let you introduce yourself later.
You know what? Yeah, let's do this, because normally we'd be doing an ad spot for Avad Chiropractic and Wellness, and I feel like we've
we
got
should the, let him do
we
it.
We literally have oh, the ads. No, no. We have the ad spot here.
So, okay, fine.
to our listeners, just for full disclosure, Dr. Clark Kaufman is the owner, founder, and some say in the business world call it the principal.
Oh, they call it that.
I see that on LinkedIn. It's
I thought
thing.
That was for school.
It's only, not just for school, apparently.
I'm the principal.
I don't know. But of course, at Avad Chiropractic and Wellness, we're just so grateful because not only is he our guest, he's all the Avad Chiropractic and Wellness is a sponsor of the show.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, but our very first studio was in his open conference room area.
We were reminiscing about that,
which was amazing because it used to be an open and wide MRI area, and so there was like all sorts of copper plating.
It was copper.
It was hard to get any sort of Wi-Fi signal in that room.
I didn't think about
it. It's like a Faraday cage in there. It is.
Yeah, when you close the door.
Is that copper still in there?
It's still in there.
You haven't scrapped it for...
No, not yet. When I'm in a pinch, maybe.
So anyways,
next time we go in there, if the copper's ripped out, we'll know that you've fallen on hard times.
But we want to thank you for allowing us to, because really that's where we got our start.
Oh my gosh.
In the studio there.
It's such fun. You know what? It's weird. Such fun memories. We were in that spot for probably, was it a good year?
I think so. Probably about a year.
Yeah.
And then once we got a little more technologically advanced, it was like, well, we were, first of all, Clark's business was picking up the complications of our setup and teardown. Andy reached a boiling point where he said, if I have to set up and tear down
one more time,
I'm going to lose it. And so we began this process of finding a little bit more of a permanent space. And so eventually we had another spot in between Avad, another church basement, between Avad and here, a good friend of Clinton Frame obviously have provided us, with studio space here. And now we're in this, slightly different space now. It's working really great. And here we are, but with that, just us being here together just reminds me of those early days and our gratefulness for your generosity in helping provide fledgling podcasters back in the day, a spot to try to figure this thing out. So,
let's start with the dad's dads. So we like to start with dad's dads, meaning like wife, kids,
all
dogs,
the things,
pets,
all of the things you want to
chicken.
Oh, I'm going to talk about that.
Everything you want to put out on the internet. Clark, go for it.
Okay. So yes, my wife, Melanie, been married to her, I think 13 years this year.
Nice.
So we're getting up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We met in high school and high school sweethearts.
That's love.
And then we got married and
now
we have three beautiful kids.
Yes.
Ayla is our oldest. She's 9. She's our softball superstar.
Wow.
We like to call her.
Yes.
Jace, he's 7 and He's our soccer superstar. That's what we like to call it. No, I mean, you know, they're 9-7, right? You know,
you're speaking these things over them.
Yes. Hopefully. Yes. Yeah. And then Adley, she's four. Yeah. Four now. And she's the clown. She nice. Likes, you know, she's
the
singing
clown,
and
the clown superstar,
the clown superstar. Yeah, she is. She's the comedic relief in our family. That's awesome. She's amazing. That's and then awesome. We have, I thought we had 31 chickens. My daughter told me, no, we have 30.
Holy. Oh,
did you lose?
We lost one. Yeah, we lost
of
one.
Natural causes or predation?
Natural causes. We don't know what happened, but yeah. We lost her.
Yeah. For folks that don't live in our local area, between all of us, I have managed to not have to get chickens yet, though there's been some heavy pressures. Let me tell you.
Our last batch of chickens, like, I think our dog got all of them.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Not at once, but like, they bring one up to the door, and then the next time they'll be like,
bring it up to the door.
Oh, yeah. Oh, backstab.
Man. Okay. Yeah, as a gift. As a gift to you.
Like, here, I got this out of your yard.
Look what I did. No, but we have all these groups of friends, circles that we're in, that all have, they're raising chickens, that all have these stories of either raccoons, coyotes, owls, dogs, hawks,
foxes.
Yeah, everything that's in our area is out to get them, and you can be like the Fort Knox of chicken coops, and still those suckers will find a way eventually to get. So
they did us.
Yep, we have all those. We have all these stories of like, and I love it. I love it when someone gets into the early, they're in the early chicken phases, chicken journey, and they're really excited about it. And I feel like, am I the jerk for not telling them that they need to prepare for a lot of loss, you know, at the outset? Cause you're going to learn, right? You're going to like,
quick.
Like, oh, three in one day. We just did a little bit of like little feathers left. That was it. Now we got to like up our game more. Yeah. Okay. So
it happens.
30 chickens.
30 chickens now. As one rooster.
As of right now.
One rooster.
Okay. So,
yep. And then three barn cats.
Ooh.
All right.
Yep.
Have you named the barn cats?
Yes. Oh, so one is Indy. That's my daughter's. Let's see. Bluey.
Bluey?
Yep. That's my other daughter's. And then Claudia.
Claudia.
She's our newest addition.
That's a very sophisticated name.
Yeah. I don't know where they came up with that. Here's the deal. My son came up with that one. Yeah. So Claudia. Okay. Claudia. Cool. It's Claudia.
And I will say, now that you've named them, that means also that something probably terrible is going to happen to at least one
probably,
of them.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
If you would have kept it just cat one, two, three, they would have lived forever. They would have lived forever. Yeah. Now that you've personalized them.
We've lost two cats, though. So I really make that clear. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so cats, chickens, a wife and kids.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
For now. Right?
For now.
So Clark, we love this conversation of, specifically, there's any number of ways we could go. I remember what would now be, oh my goodness, 7 years ago, you and I sitting down. I don't know if you remember this. We were sitting down at Southside Soda Shop. You were new into your practice, asking all of those questions that someone does when, like, really developing a vision for what you were going to do. And so that's one of the memories that I have that will forever be in my heart, is we're talking about business. But before that ever happened, I think it's fair to say that you ending up doing what you're doing was sort of an unlikely adventure.
Yeah.
For many reasons. Tell us about growing up. Because there's a lot to tell. So as succinctly as you would like to, but where did things start for you? Where did things start with you? Because the vision that you have today, obviously to be as a husband, as a father, as a business person, as a medical professional, all of that, that was not where it started.
Nope. Not at all.
So take us back as far as you want to, the origin story, if you will, but growing up, what were you about? What was life looking like? And then how in the world did you end up here?
Yeah. Good question. Yeah. So I won't go back to the very beginning.
Sure. But Sure.
Growing up, I mean, I was involved in a lot of sports. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was like my life. And so that was the trajectory of my life, you know, from the littlest I can remember, you know, and then coming to a school that had very good success in basketball. Mm-hmm. like that was my goal. That was my focus. Eggs in one basket kind of guy. And so that's what I was going to do. Right. You know, telling this kid, now I'm not very good at basketball compared to a lot of people, but you know, one track mind. And so it all came crashing down really when I tore my ACL. Mm-hmm. Right after senior season, like 2 weeks after.
Yeah.
And so like this kid coming out, you know, like my whole life, right? I'm going to play sports. I'm going to be involved in like some sort of coaching or something to do with sports. And then, yeah, there was nothing. Like I couldn't, it just died, right? That dream. And so I had to really think about that. And I had no idea what I was going to do, right? And so I was going to IUSB, actually. I was going to go to IUSB for rad tech, and I ended up attending IUSB. But that I was like, well, I kind of, yeah, sure, whatever. The sciences, I like science and things like that. And I thought that, and then I was like, no. And then I did like a 180 and went teaching, which is a totally different, aspect. And then I got after done first semester, I was like, no, this ain't for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. So I was kind of like general, you know, for a little bit. And then my chiropractor was like, hey, you know, so I had all these surgeries. I'll kind of backtrack. I had the surgery ACL, and then I had it again when I was at IUSB. I tore it from ACL again. And so I was going through a ton of PT and all that stuff, surgical. And I was like, well, maybe PT sounds like a good idea, you know? And I've been to chiropractors, you know, since I was 15, I think was when I first went to a chiropractor. Back injury playing a basketball game at Newcastle. Largest basketball stadium in high school basketball stadium. So that's when I injured it. And so he's like, well, think about becoming a chiropractor. And I was like, okay, well, all right, I guess I can do that. And that's how I did it.
Wow.
that's a condensed version. But and so, I mean, the rest is history. Things fell in place really after that. It was kind of like I was pre-med at IUSB and the classes, there's no pre-chiropractic. Now there is, like in Ball State, there's a pre-chiropractic.
Okay.
I think it was the first in the country.
Yeah.
Which is interesting that it's in Indiana.
Yeah.
But pre-med, same classes. You just have to get prerequisites to go. There's no like MCAT or anything like that. I got in and the rest is history. No.
So I think out of all the kind of within the medical wellness professions, you know, chiropractic medicine, it's just kind of like a, like why, yeah. Why a chiropractic medicine out of the other things that you could have gone after? What drew you to that? Cause obviously like, okay, you tried it. Cause I get the sense you were kind of like, well, this seems like an okay idea,
yeah.
But you stayed the course with it though. And had you not connected with it in some sort of meaningful way, you wouldn't have put in the time with graduate school and all the trainings and all of that. So like what kept you in it?
Yeah. So originally like, well, I got in it and you can go many different routes. Like there's pediatric chiropractors, there's sports chiropractors. There's just, you know, the general, I mean, that's what I am now. Yep. I consider myself now, but I was like, oh, well, I can get into sports. And that didn't really seem to pan out very well. Cause like at Palmer where I went, it's like the Harvard of chiropractic.
Yeah.
Great education there. And they have like, I mean, there's one of the staff docs. I mean, he was in the Olympics. And so like we had access to like top of the line stuff, but I never really got into that. And I don't know why. It was just the path that led that. Mm. A big reason what kept me, it was actually my wife. There were times where I wanted to quit. Or I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. Cause like, I mean, grad school, I mean, so Palmer, like chiropractic school, you go year round. There's no summer break. So it's like 7.5 years.
Full on.
Time. Like if you took summers off. So it's 3.5 years getting through that year round. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so, I mean, it's intense.
Yeah.
And so my wife was a big draw for that. But I got into chiropractic, part of it too, is because I could own my own practice.
Yeah. Yeah.
At the time, PTs, you couldn't. Mm-hmm. Like you would work under somebody.
Yep.
And I think I have a little bit of that entrepreneurial, like,
yeah, 100%.
I want to do things my own way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I think that's what really drew me into that. And that kept me along too. It's like, okay, well, someday this is going to pay off.
Yeah. You know, and, so. And it has. You yeah. have your own, yeah. your own practice right now, mm-hmm. yep. which in the name is Avad Chiropractic mm-hmm. and Wellness. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And so that's kind of what we wanted to bring you on a little bit about tonight to talk to you about too, is wellness, things that us dads, us mm-hmm. dudes can do to be well. Cause I think a lot of times, especially starting out, we don't think about that. We're like, our bodies are going to last forever. And then
we
like
feel well. Age, and then one day we wake right. up and we're not so well,
which is your story, Joel. That's boy, how you and boy, Clark connected.
But. It's the story that this is the 50th time I've told this story
on the podcast,
on the podcast alone. On my 35th birthday, I woke up, sat up in bed, heard a terrible crack, and then could not stand up straight. At the time, Clark's office was not open on Mondays, but I called Clark in an act of desperation. And full disclosure to our audiences, I love this man so much. He is a friend. I trust him beyond anything I can explain. And at the same time, I would say that up to that point, chiropractic medicine was in the land of unicorns and fairies for me. And so, and I'm like, this guy's going to sprinkle pixie dust on me and lay hands on me and pray. I don't know what's going to happen. But I was in significant pain, could not stand upright. And I like when you're in that situation, like for someone who's been in that situation, you want relief and you're like, I'll try whatever to get to be able to stand upright. Right. And so, Clark graciously met me at his office, got me in position. And then said those magical words, which I'll never forget. It goes a little something like this: Joel, this may take your breath away. Yeah. And it did. But in that particular case, and this is not the case for everybody. Some, you know, there's a course of treatment, but for that particular case, I had instant relief. Which is great. So, yeah, you know, so yeah. So that's my chiropractic story.
We get to the point where we're like, oh, our bodies are failing with this. So what do you think is something that most people don't think about when it comes to wellness? Like, what do they lack knowledge about?
And that's a good question, because I mean, there's so much out there, right? You're like, you got this guru and they're both that, you know, like opposite ends of the spectrum. And you're like, well, who do I pay attention to?
Yes.
The biggest thing now, especially with technology now and things like that, you can, like, when in doubt, test for stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can test for stuff. And we have this in my office too, like at home testing for like even hormones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're like blood pricks, you know?
Yep.
There's so much stuff out there that you can, that's available to you in home that, like, I mean, the sky's the limit really with that stuff.
And you mentioned like the hormonal thing, like that seems to be, I hear more and more conversation around hormonal imbalance. Mm-hmm. Those sort of levels. For those of us raising teenagers right now, we're in the midst of hormonal change, but you know, that sort of stuff gets, you know, kind of poo-pooed, so to mm-hmm. speak, but it's a necessary, I mean, it's an element of your body. And when someone has a hormonal imbalance, it is a very, very, especially depending on the stage of life and all that, it's a very, very significant experience.
Yeah.
And so, you know, but to your point, that though a major impact can also be pretty simply looked into now with what's available.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It can. And I mean, there's so much. There's some genetic tests, right? Or even, and maybe you'll ask this a little bit, but like for like vitamins and minerals mm-hmm. or like certain, like your genetic profile, mm-hmm. which I've done for certain, like down to the T, like what kind of supplementation you need or like what kind of minerals and nutrients you need.
So Clark is the big supplement guy. In fact, I'm willing to bet. I'm just going to put this on and we're going to see if I'm right. I'm willing to bet. For the Kaufman family annual budget, mm-hmm. is there a line item for supplements in there? Let's what I want to
know. My wife would like
that's what I thought. Okay. Okay. Because I know that you've taken this part pretty seriously.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask how many supplements you're taking right now?
Actually, it's a lot less now than it used to be.
You've downed the supplement
level. I take probably... Now, so there's a lot of combination stuff that you can get now. You don't have to take
I like fewer pills. I like fewer pills. Yeah. So that's right.
I mean, so a lot of stuff now that I take is it like powder form. So mm-hmm. like you can mix it in drinks and stuff mm-hmm. like that. 10 to 15, maybe.
Still more than I can remember to take. Still more.
Yeah.
Okay. In general, on the supplement side, like if you're, and you don't know, you've not done your full assessment on me, but
okay,
what would you say for most dudes, like what's a few things that they should see, like just look into, consider taking on the supplement side right now? What would be a good addition?
Like if you don't eat a lot of fish oils,
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a big one. Yep. I mean, like brain health, cardiovascular health, inflammation. That's one that I take a lot. Yes. I mean, I like fish, but we just don't, you know, we don't.
I was
having a lot of it.
Yeah. I was heavy on the fish for a while, on the fish pills for a while. One thing I did notice, mm-hmm. and I don't mind this as much because I don't mind fish,
okay,
is that I would, when you burp, there's a little bit of a feel.
you have a little bit of like that's a little fishy,
but nevertheless, a quality option.
Yes. And like when it comes to supplementation, I mean, like I've changed my stance on this. Like back and forth, mm-hmm. you know, quite a few, but like my stance on stuff now is to test for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's so much stuff out there. Like I said before,
mm-hmm.
test for things.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, you could just be wasting your money, right?
Sure.
There is that part of it, yeah. right? And finding that. So like I test for everything.
Yeah.
I mean, myself,
yeah.
Just to make sure that I'm hitting all those spots. And mm-hmm. like, I mean, yeah, you can save money that way too, because I mean, quite frankly, to get a good quality supplement, it is pricier.
Yeah.
I mean, how do I know if I'm getting a good quality supplement?
Yeah.
Because boy, oh boy. I mean, to your point, there's everything. I think part of the challenge that you are in an area of care that is like the Wild West of, which is probably why I think chiropractic medicine too can get a bad rap, right? Sure. Because there's some, I mean.
Well, I think not even just that, but I think in general, dudes don't necessarily like to go to the doctor.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Of course. So then you sprinkle on top of that, what kind of what Joel alluded to is you have this, like, you didn't want to go to a chiropractor because it's the flu medicine,
that type
of thing. And so like, I think there's that negative stigma
100%.
On that.
Yeah. So. No. And there is, I mean, and again, it's like, well, with anything too, I'll get to your question.
Yeah. Please. Yeah.
But like with anything there's. You know, I mean, yeah, you have to do some vetting too,
right?
I think within my profession, I mean, with any profession too, right? You know,
yes,
sure. You've heard horror stories too.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing. I mean, I see medical doctors and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I do. I have my own medical doctor that I see. But I mean, like I've heard horror stories, you know, like, well, they operated on the wrong leg, you know,
you gotta
find the right people for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, good quality supplement. I mean, yeah, you can go anywhere and see, I mean, like the shelves are stocked, right?
Right.
And you all, let's grab this. And a good quality supplement is going to be tested, mm-hmm. right? I mean, there's always that third party testing, and like, that's what we sell in mm-hmm. our office, right? I mean, that's what makes the price a little bit more pricey, right? But you're going to absorb it better, and you know, you're getting the quality product,
mm-hmm.
right? And it is unregulated.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
Right.
I mean, I see that as a problem too.
Sure.
Because then it puts a bad taste in, you know, like, well, this didn't work, but you know, it could work for the right person in mm-hmm. the right circumstances.
Would you recommend, I mean, back to your testing thing, like, okay, mm-hmm. maybe I have these deficiencies, like particular vitamin deficiencies or whatever. I'm going to take supplements for that, but then I'm going to go back and test after a period of time to see mm-hmm. if those things have improved. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here, right?
Exactly.
Actually
testing.
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, say you have bacterial infection, right? You know, now it's like you get an antibiotic,
mm-hmm.
you know, when the antibiotic's gone,
yep.
or, you know, when you're over the sickness, mm-hmm. right? So yep. it's wellness and trying to be healthy. It's a little less, there's more nuance to it,
sure.
because it's not mm-hmm. like, hey, I'm sick. Now I'm not sick.
Yeah, right.
So yes, testing is key, because then you're going to know, what I'm doing, is it working? Is it helping mm-hmm. you?
Yeah.
That's huge.
Or just flushing money down the
exactly.
toilet.
Exactly. Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Ineffective thing. Yeah.
So what are some other things that we can do as men, as dudes, mm-hmm. as dads to be well that are outside of the see your chiropractor mm-hmm. and take your supplements, take your testing. Yeah. Like, what are some things that I can do at home to make sure that I'm still active and things like that?
Number one thing you can do today. Well, hopefully you can, right? I
mean, we hope.
So the biggest thing, and I follow a guy, like, none of this stuff is my own. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm following people and trying to see what's worked for them. Mm-hmm. There's this guy called Brian Johnson. It's not a plug for him. He's the guy, he's the brains behind like Venmo and PayPal and all that stuff. But he is huge on sleep. The number one thing that you can get is a good night's rest and actually like 8 hours, but like quality sleep. I mean, and that's why, you know, now you get technology, you know, that you can monitor that. Yep. It's pretty accurate. I mean, for the most part. So you can see how you're sleeping. And if you're not getting good sleep, nothing else really. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's key. You have to get good sleep.
What are things I can do to aid in my sleep? Cause there's
I'm usually the cause of my wife not sleeping well because I'm snoring.
Clark, well, there's that. See, that's a big, like, you know, so sleep apnea, that type of thing.
We should talk about Andy getting a CPAP machine. Pull the trigger. It changed my life. So quality sleep, but temperature of room. Mm-hmm. We talk about a lot of that. Light, get any sorts of light. It feels like it's super difficult. I know in our house, like, to like block out all the light sources is like actually surprisingly difficult. Really, what you're really trying to do is sleep in a quiet, cool place for 8 hours.
Yes.
And do that regularly and then see what happens.
Yeah.
Now I will tell you as a, I'm not going to harp on Andy about this, but I will say, so my wife, my wife got to a point where she was like, Joel, I think you're dying in your sleep. Like you are clearly like your snoring's waking me up, but then I'm noticing that you're not breathing for like extended period of time. So it's like, okay, this is a hereditary thing. This is my dad, same deal. And I've been like putting off this whole, I'm like, oh, this whole process, but went and did a take home sleep study. I came back. The center practitioner was like, it's always weird when they say this, like, there's just like, oh, you tested positive. And I was like, what does that mean exactly? Oh yeah. Yeah. So for me in sleeping, I was having in an hour's time, 44 apnea episodes.
Oh,
right. Yeah. The average was 35 seconds. So not breathing for 35 seconds. The longest was 66 seconds. Have you tried to hold your breath for 66 seconds randomly recently? Like, no bueno. And so your brain is starved for oxygen.
Exactly.
You're not sleeping well. You're not entering into deep parts of sleep. And then I couldn't figure out why. Like, it was getting like 4 p.m. And I was like, it might as well have been midnight. Like, I was starting to have like that. I'm just like, and at the time, you know, like, I'm leading an organization. I'm needing to be able to use my brain all day long. And I just, you know, and it was just a reminder. Like, I had not regarded sleep. I'm like, okay, I got to do this. Right. Like, it just seemed like sometimes a waste of time. Like, hey, if I can get 6 hours, we'll call it good, you know, and clearly of that 6 hours, I was not even having any really
good quality.
Any quality within even that time. Mm-hmm. Right. So that just adds up. But I'm at the doctor's and she's like looking at my results. I just remember she's like, do you have to drive any long distances? Oh, no. I'm like, no, not really. She's like, well, you should really be careful.
Man, it was that bad.
It was to the point. Now I will say, those of us now in the CPAP community, the CPAP support community, other dudes and dad friends that I have, there are some people like we're talking, I mean, they are not breathing. I have for a minute and a half during, they cease breathing for a minute and a half a period. So, anyway, this is not a commercial for a CPAP machine.
CPAP machines.
To your point, though, like once I started getting, once I started getting up, I had about 2 weeks of, because it's how long it took, 2 weeks of quality sleep. I just started noticing like,
you feel
like,
different.
It's like my brain is working. You know, it's like brain is working again.
Interesting.
So, yeah. Sleep is just, go ahead.
Well, and I was going to say, and I assume, and you can probably back me up on this, but part of having a good quality sleep is letting your brain wind down and not looking at your phone and scrolling out all the light and stuff right before you're sleeping.
It's a big one.
So that you can get that actual good quality sleep.
What's your sleep process? What's your sleep rhythm? What's your process?
You know what? For some reason I get great sleep, but
That's beautiful.
No, but like things, yes. Limiting screen time. Right. And actually like getting like going out, not like looking directly at the sun, but like actually getting light on your eyeball before it helps your circadian rhythm.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Basically, you're just trying to establish a rhythm to the sleep-wake cycle. Yeah. And so it's all messed up because, like, well, in like the hustle culture, right? You know, back in like the 90s, you know, like, oh, people prided themselves on getting 3 hours of sleep and still going to work.
Yeah.
And so I think that the tide's turning a little bit with that. But yeah, limiting screen time, things like chamomile tea is good. Even like melatonin, if like in small doses, that's a supplement, right?
Yeah.
I don't take that anymore, but like, I get really good sleep. Sleep is like my number one. I try to.
And we're keeping him up late tonight recording the podcast.
And that's another good thing. Like keeping the same bedtime.
Yep.
I mean, then your body has that rhythm.
Yeah.
And that's key.
Yeah. The thing that all my children fight against and the regular rhythms. Yeah.
I'm sure my kids are still up. Like, where's dad?
he's out changing lives. That's what he's doing. So the concentration on sleep, and it just seems generationally, I think, like, to your exact point, there's a group of guys out there that just really prided themselves on, like, I'm able to go a full day and then just get a few hours. And and what we're seeing, like, cardiac health and brain health and all of that long term, what you're really doing is you're stealing quality life from yourself.
You are.
Down the road.
Yeah. You're damaging it.
Yeah. Big time. So in the world of chiropractic medicine and this on the wellness sort of thing, mm-hmm. I think there are two groups and probably somebody in the middle and you can tell me, but there's the groups of like that that's not even real medicine. It's, you know, chiropractors, a bunch of shysters that crack your body. Get you addicted to the experience, keep you coming in, but like people really aren't getting any better around that. It's just kind of a placebo effect or whatever you want to call it. So there's that. Then on the other side, I mean, there's some people that are like, and I have known these people where like I had debilitating XYZ. I would not be able to walk or move today if it were not my chiropractor. Like I've heard people go all the way in and say that and they had an actual medical diagnosis was their quality of life was dramatically improved. They would make that claim. How do you talk about your profession in that way? Knowing that there's a whole spectrum of experience and some people have gotten great results. Some people say that they haven't, just sort of engaging the community, developing a knowledge base and an understanding of what it is that you are actually doing and what are the, as there is with any sort of medicine, the limits of what you're able to do.
Yeah, no, that's a great question because there are, and I hear it too, and I hear it from patients as well. It's like, I'm scared, right? Mm-hmm. I tried this 20 years ago and now I'm just scared because I don't know if it's going to help or hurt or anything like that. And like I said, with the testing, with the wellness, like not necessarily coming up, like there's diagnosis, right? Like now we see a lot of people with herniated discs, bulge discs, and we do decompression therapy. Mm-hmm. And this is just an example. So like before that, I mean, we have to have an MRI. Mm-hmm. Like we have to know what's going on. Cause like, if you're like, well, I got low back pain and I want to try that. It's like, well,
yeah,
I mean, it's probably not good. I mean, you can, but it might not help you.
Right.
So like really knowing what you're coming into, cause a lot of people, sometimes pain, it's not like in their head. I'm not saying that. Like pain is real. Anytime you experience pain, it's real. But sometimes it's not a mechanical cause. Mm-hmm. And it is more like an emotional aspect.
Right. Our bodies do some amazing things when dealing with grief and emotions and all of those things. So like you said, it's not just always something that's wrong with your body.
Yeah, exactly. So you have to really find, like, you know, there are some, like I said, there's always the bad apples. I mean, I'm not harping on my profession at all, but you know, there has to be that the person that you're seeing, right? Or a chiropractor, medical doctor, you have to have rapport, right? You have to have that connection with them and to be able to trust them. I mean, that's a huge thing. And be like, hey, I think you need this, you know, and they trust you. That goes a long way.
Sure.
But
so tell me this, like, as a as a chiropractor, mm-hmm. what's one way that you help build rapport? I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. if I'm going to go to you, I'm going to trust my gut first off. Like, oh, I don't trust him. You know, I'm not going to go back. But like, is there some things that you do as a chiropractor that helps people gain their trust?
I mean, because I'll be honest, the first time I went to see Clark, I mean, I think the mood lighting and soft music really it put me on edge a little bit.
Yeah.
Kidding.
We won't do the jazz.
Yeah. It's really, man, this is a really smooth jazz. Yeah. I mean, really smooth.
No. So what I mean, like, and I tell people this, you know, they'll be like, oh, you know, Dr. Coffin. I'm like, no, I'm just Clark. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's letters behind, you know, in front of my name, right? Or in behind it, really, you know. But I'm just a normal guy that's gone through a lot of stuff in my life. And you know, it's like, oh yeah, I've had that pain before, you know, and I'm trying to enter into their experience.
Sure.
And I think that helps a lot. Like I did this and it's helped me and I have confidence I can help you. But there's a lot of times where it's just like, no, I'm not really, you know, like I'll tell them like, I cannot help you. You know, you need something else. And that's where like we have massage therapists too. And so it's like, I think you need to get a massage, you know, whether it's just to relax or they really got, you know, some like, you know, soft tissue stuff going on. So you really have to, I mean, one, good bedside manner, right? You have to have, because if they don't have your trust, they're, you know, there's no point for them to be there. Mm-hmm. But then also trying to come up with the root cause. Because pain can be, like I said, emotional. It could also be something to do, like, I mean, it could be an organ. Mm-hmm. I mean, it can be cancer. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, you have to really watch out for that. Mm-hmm. It could be something really sinister.
Yeah.
And so, and I've had to, refer out. And there's been times where, there was cancer. And so, I mean, that's hard, but it's like, I can't help that person.
Right.
So it's really, it's. You have to become a good detective. Mm-hmm. That comes with time.
Sure. And you've been, how long has it been that you've had your place now?
So my practice, good question. That's a good, I don't even know. No. So I opened it up in the late 2017.
Okay.
I've been a chiropractor since 2016 is when I graduated. So I've been almost 9 years doing this. So, and like I said, experience is the best teacher.
Sure. Well, I think it helps you when you're willing to do those referrals out to other people, because that way it isn't that well. Like,
I can fix anything.
Yeah, he fixed your and fix anything, or like he did this to me, and now I have to keep coming back. Okay. Like you're willing to say, no, there's something else that's actually wrong that I can't fix in what I'm doing.
What is good chiropractic medicine accomplishing in a person's body? What is the goal?
Allowing it. So from my perspective now there's, you know, like for a pediatric chiropractor, it's something different, right? You know, cause they see a good friend of mine that I graduated with, like that's all he sees, you know? And then I have another one that's, I mean, he's a medical doctor. Well, he's a nurse practitioner, but he's doing, I mean, he's the smartest guy I know. But what was your question again?
Yeah. So
sorry. <great. laughs> Sorry, Joel.
In terms of, what are in chiropractic medicine? What are you actually healing? What is happening in the body? What are you looking to accomplish for a patient?
So we're trying to balance homeostasis. So whether that means like reducing pain so that the inflammation goes down, that's my goal. My goal, like a lot of people see me for pain, right? I mean, that's probably the single most common thing I see every day on a daily basis. And so that's what I'm trying to accomplish. And so, but then there's other things too that it's like, okay, like the emotional aspect of it or something like that we need to address. But yes, that's what I'm trying to accomplish. The most common thing I see is low back pain, neck pain, back pain, essentially. Mm-hmm. But I see shoulder issues, wrist, you know, any joint muscular pain or dysfunction.
And so when you're doing an adjustment, what are you doing that is eliminating or treating that pain?
Yep. So when the joints, it's not like we always say misaligned. That's not actually what's happening, because that's not, but it's the easiest to say. Sure. So basically like the way the spinal column is set up, it can get stuck per se, you know, and then that friction within those joints causes, I mean, inflammation and then you have pain and all that stuff. And then, so when there's a lack of motion in the joint, That's what we're trying to fix. Because when you have joint motion that's lubricated, you know, then it's a healthy joint. When it's not, then it deteriorates. You get things like arthritic type conditions, herniated discs, you know, when there's putting pressure. And there's so much more involved in that, like posture, mm-hmm. You know, what you're eating, you know, those types of things. It increases that.
Because the conversation that you have, like, so a while back ago, Aaron, my son, baseball player, mm-hmm. Who as a pitcher, I mean, it's all about the spinal. Mm-hmm. It's all about slow, then sudden explosive force all around the spinal column, you know? So that's like right up Clark's alley. Yeah. he was experiencing a fair amount. Like he had a lower back pain. We came in and had a session with Aaron and he, again, to Clark's great credit, experienced a lot of relief pretty quick. But the other part of that was, though, a discussion around strength training and also specific stretches for his, you know, and any more, especially like in athletic training, you get online. There is not a conversation about, when you're talking about peak athletic performance, apart from stretching and very specific strength training, regimens. That is a conversation that you have with your clients. I don't think people people think that you just come in and like crack their backs and send them on their way, boop, 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 and then send them on their way.
Yeah.
It's more than that, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, well, and that's where I think the strengthening of like the spinal column. Now, when I talk about core, it's not just your abs are a part of it, but it's like the obliques and there's like little tiny muscles that surround your spine that keep you upright all the time. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that break down, which cause problems.
Mm.
And so, yeah, that's the biggest thing for spinal health is to do. And they're very simple exercises. I mean, not terrible, but that's what will keep you from coming to the chiropractor. Do I dare say it? No, not always. I mean, there's going to, especially in athletics.
Sure. Yep.
I was injured, you know, every other week, it seemed like, you know, so it's like I was going to the chiropractor all the time, but yeah, for like, if you can do that and stabilize your spine, so that there's things like exercise, that's number two, you know, number mm-hmm. two is getting movement. Mm-hmm. That you can do today, just go out and walk. Yeah. But just doing that and it'll help tremendously with spinal health. You want to pump the disc.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. what we talk about. Pump the disc.
Pump the disc. Well,
and I think too, I mean, in today's society, we are super busy. And I mean, I've got kids in different sports and different activities going on. And so I find myself sometimes hard to go, oh, let's go for a walk.
Yeah.
But one thing that has helped me a lot of times is if I specifically set some sort of a time at work, I say, I am going to do this at 2:00. And I purposely make sure that I have that time. Now, you don't hear me wrong. I don't do that every day. I don't nearly get that, especially when it's super hot out because I don't want to come back stinking from work.
Yeah.
But this walk. But at night, we live out in the country and it's super easy, super nice to just walk out when, you know, it's starting to set sun. You know, just I think you have to make those. If you make that a point to do it, because if you don't, you will, it's easy to skip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clark, as a person of faith, as a follower of Jesus, I know that your faith impacts so much of your business, multiple phases. What do you see as the intersection of physical wellness and spiritual health? Like how do you think about that? How do you talk with your team about those sort of things?
Yeah, I don't think you can separate the two.
Yeah.
I mean, wellness to me, right, as we define it in my practice, is, I mean, it's spiritual, it's mental, emotional, you know, physical, it's everything. Like you lose one and you know, the pillars, I mean, they're mm-hmm. not there, right? And it's a must. It gives you purpose, which is a lot, you know, like with the mental, emotional side to things, right? You know, if you're lacking purpose in things, life can be pretty painful.
Yeah,
I mean, physically, it can affect you.
Yep.
And so, and yeah, I mean, we pray at staff meetings. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a big part of who we are. I mean, avad means to serve. It's a Hebrew word to serve. Well, an English translation of a Hebrew word, right?
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
So yes, I mean, I don't think you can, for me, you can't separate it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, that's a huge thing.
I think I have learned some of the greatest lessons from people who have been through chronic pain,
mm-hmm.
like physical pain, mm-hmm. because what you see so clearly is that, to your exact point, they cannot be separated. their physical pain becomes a mental emotional component that it's just exactly right. It's hard to separate. I know for myself, if I am out, if I am active, if I am moving around, I'm a better person for it. And you know, we as guys, it's like, I've got to do all the things and where am I going to have time? And it's like, realistically, and I'm saying this right now. So like tomorrow morning for the first time, I'm going to be up even earlier, and Aaron and I are going to the gym tomorrow morning when we are starting doing this. And I realized that the only way I was going to do it is if someone else did it with me. So, and what better pressure on me than to have my son do it. Right. But like, I just realized unless, and I know this, like, unless you do it, unless you have the habit, you're just kind of like, what are you really aiming at? Really? What's your outcome? And so, you know, I've got some personal outcomes and things like that, but I recognize within myself the older you get, it does feel a little bit like the more demands come at you, the more people want of your time and your resource. Right. And I'm all for having the appropriate boundaries around that. But like, don't you want to present your best self I've even thought here at Clinton Frame, like, okay, if I'm going to serve here, I want to serve the best that I can. I want to be as fully present to serve as I can. Well, that is surprise, surprise. That might have to do with how much sleep I got the night before.
Yeah.
Did I get good exercise? You know, it's not like I can just say none of that matters and then expect to show up in a meaningful way for people. Mm-hmm. Right. And I see that as an importance. And I know that's an importance that you preach all the time. And I think you're really, what you're doing over there at VOD, I think is kind of just a really great example of that, which is why we have confidence in sending people there and saying if you head over there, you will be well cared for in all the aspects of your life. You know, someone who's really looking at the full picture. What's the next step for Avad, Clark? What's the dream, man? Because I feel like you've been a person that, and I mean this, and I go back to us having a sandwich at Southside Soda Shop when it was just at the early stages of like what it could be. I just feel that you've been very intentional. Whether you feel this or not, but like from someone looking out, you've been very intentional about some things. You have stayed certain courses, and anybody knows as an entrepreneur, when you're launching out, you're sink or swim. Yeah. Right. And I'm raising a family and I got all this and I've just seen really beautiful things come out of it. What's next? What's out there? What do you feel like you're still working toward?
Yeah. Well, I've said one thing, like decompression, that's been something for that. That's just, I mean, it's been wonderful. I mean, a lot of people have herniated discs, which you don't even realize. And they, you know, surgery is not the only option, you know, and we've been helping people with that. But as far as, I mean, my goal in all this was always to create a place where everybody could get everything they need under one shop. Right.
Yep.
And I mean, you know, in the beginning you think, oh yeah, it's going to happen in a year, but that's my goal. I mean, I have two wonderful massage therapists right now that are full-time, wonderful staff. And I mean, they're fantastic. So I'm always trying to add people that can do more than what I can do. And that's always my goal, because then we can affect more people than what I can.
Right.
And sometimes with medical doctors, like you get used to that person, right? Like, oh, when that person's gone, it's like, what am I going to do? And my goal is not to be like, well, when you come to Avad, you come to Avad, I mean, you can come to see me. Yes, that's fine. But like, you know, there's other people there that can take care of you. And that's what I'm trying to build. Like, I mean, I'm trying to build a family.
Right.
I mean, that's what I'm trying to build.
Beautiful.
Where you can get everything you need, all your needs taken care of.
That's awesome.
So, I mean, that's really what the next goals are.
Love it.
Well, we don't want to keep you too long. We do appreciate all of this about wellness
so much.
And I do want to give you the opportunity to plug your business. So before we are going to get to the dudes and dads pop quiz, never fear. But before we are done, because I know that there are maybe people who have more questions on this and would love to talk to you about wellness in general, especially like, I know that I'm getting up there in age. I just had a birth and I'm 46 now.
46.
Well, you'd like the anti-aging sexy. Stuff, right?
Probably.
No.
Yeah, so yeah, I know that there are people who would love to chat with you and, sure. and probably even if they're in the area, come see you. So yeah. What's the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Yeah, it's actually really easy. I can't say that I'm the first, but maybe I am the first, but it's really easy. If you go to our website, avadchiropractic.com, A-V-A-D chiropractic.com, we have a blog. There's a ton of information on there about that. You can call us 574-312-0402. Hopefully I can say that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nicely done.
But on that website, you can click the schedule now button and it has all of the practitioners like me and the therapist, and you can see our schedules. It's really simple, really easy. And you can schedule consultations. You can call in. There's multiple services that you can schedule with us. And if you want to come in and talk, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm happy to.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, like I said, we can't get away without.
Now it's time for Dudes and Dads Pop Quiz.
Attaboy.
All right. That's Aaron DeMott,
by the
way.
From way back.
Yeah, that's way it. Back. From way back.
He's probably, cool. he's probably listening right now and super embarrassed. Super embarrassed. Because his voice does not sound that way.
No, not at all. Just like Hattie's, though, with her.
Yeah, I know.
That's an old one of Hattie. But anyways, cool. We're not reminiscing now. We're talking about pop quizzes where we just pepper Clark with questions that have nothing to do with wellness.
Yeah.
He can't prepare for them.
Yeah.
And the idea is just to get to know you a little bit better on a personal level.
Okay, cool.
So I will go ahead and start. Mm-hmm. This is, if you had to delete all but one app on your cell phone, which one would you keep?
Oh, man. One app.
And like texting and cell phone, like texting and calling doesn't count.
Yeah. Right? Okay. One app. What do I use the most? What about YouTube?
I'd
say YouTube.
Okay. All right.
I mean, it is a social media now, but man, yeah, I like my videos.
I do too, because I like to learn from I'm always trying to figure out something. So
yep. Yeah. I love YouTube.
I couldn't fix almost anything now without YouTube, it feels like. my question, Clark, how do you feel about, as a basketball guy, what the Big Ten has become? Are you in favor, or if you were to oversee the Big Ten right now, what would you do? Are you cutting teams? Are you adding teams?
Man, I like the old Big Ten.
Yep.
I mean, because like now it's just coast to coast.
What is it?
Yeah. What is it?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I'm an ACC guy because I like Louisville.
Got so, it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've actually answered. I should. No. That's the question I should have asked. Who's,
no.
Okay.
But
Louisville guy.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah. Big Ten is it. Yeah, I don't know what's going on because like it's coast to coast. I mean, yeah.
Who does?
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's a terrible mess. It's all money grab, and these people should not be trusted. Okay, yeah. Andy, your next question.
All right, if you were going to move to any state in the U.S. besides Indiana,
mm-hmm.
what state would you move to?
Vermont.
And why? Why?
So I used to. I mean, we could have a whole other podcast on all those moves. No, yeah. I used to live in Vermont. And as a kid, it was, I think it was what, 8 to 10, I think. And just some of the most fondest memories.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
What part of Vermont did you live in?
It was Jericho. So it's just like 30 minutes from Burlington.
Okay.
Which is Burlington so Vermont is the 49th least populous state in America besides, I think, Alaska. And so Burlington, Vermont's the largest city and it's smaller than Goshen.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Roughly the same amount of people, but I don't know, just fond memories.
This is just for the listeners. This is like Northern Vermont. So you're almost in Canada there. Not too far. I mean, you're closer to Montreal than the Southern part of your state. So if that tells you anything. Oh, wow. Okay.
Lots of land and mountains. I mean, it's a ton of stuff to do there.
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people.
All right.
Okay. Well, that's good. Vermont, Vermont it is. Good cheese out there too. Good dairy.
Oh, yeah. And Maple City. Yeah.
Maple syrup.
A lot of maple.
That's right.
The Vermont Green Mountain State.
That's beautiful. Clark, let's say of your three children,
which is your favorite?
Don't tell me to pick a favorite.
It's always the question. which one of them, let's say they're all, in terms of physical ability are on an equal playing field, which one of them survives the zombie apocalypse the longest? That's what we really want to know. Who's most likely to really find their way through that
apocalypse?
Yeah.
I'd say my oldest.
Yes.
Ayla.
Okay. What is it about her?
I think she's a born leader.
Nice.
And she will just tell everyone what to do.
She would do that and she'd cheer them on. Yeah. Like I've seen her play softball. The girl is always cheering people, trying to get people involved.
Very encouraging.
Yeah. I think her, the other two, I think, I don't know. I mean, not against them, but
the real question is, are we preparing all of our children for a zombie apocalypse?
Ooh, that's good question.
Really what we're concerned about.
All right.
About.
I've got one more question. Okay. This is one we've used several times. Okay. So you may have heard it before.
Probably have then. Yeah.
If there was a sandwich named the Clark Kaufman,
yes,
what would be on it?
What's on it?
Ooh, I'm gluten free.
All right,
so I gotta have gluten free bread.
It's
a wrap or whatever. Yeah, unwich. <Excuse me.
laughs> an unwich too. Yeah, you can do that. Gotta have a red onion.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of mayonnaise.
Mm.
Lots of mayonnaise.
Mm-hmm.
Tomato.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Any garlic? I heard that you used to chew garlic before bed.
Yeah, I don't do that anymore. Yeah, there's a lot of things that I've gone through. That's a whole nother. Yeah, I don't do that because my wife does not like that.
Melanie, we're not blaming you for anything. We totally understand why you would have made that call.
But I do like garlic. Reasonable. Yeah, I do like garlic. But that's got to be turkey.
All right,
turkey and onion, man.
You guys are into canning. What's your favorite canned item?
Ooh, apples.
Applesauce.
Yeah. Cinnamon applesauce.
We're not too far from the applesauce season, guys.
We're getting there.
Yeah. Okay.
Clark, you have successfully passed the Dudes and Dads
Pop
Quiz.
Well done, Clark Hoffman. Nicely done. Hey. Okay. Well, hey, everybody. As always, you can head on over to dudesanddads.com for previous episodes, all the show notes on this episode, and some merch, maybe. All the goodies. Head on over there, dudesanddads.com. Also, dudesanddadspodcast@gmail.com is where you can email us with your
love, your hate.
Your hate. Your
whatever.
Your questions, your suggestions, all of it.
If you like to use the phone app on your phone,
please do.
You can call us. Our voicemail number is 574-501-4467.
Mm.
574-501-4467. We would love to hear from you.
Don't be a stranger, people. Hey, guys, we're grateful that you came and hung out with us. Be sure to go check out avodchiropractic.com. It's worth your time. They're good people. We'll take care of you. We promise. Guys, thanks for hanging out. Have a good evening. And until next time, we wish you grace
and peace.